Respect the bell. Woo. All right. Welcome back. The Crunch Exchange is sponsored by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. The Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise, is located at 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene, Oregon. It's sponsored by Gary Jordan of, I should learn how to read, Ameriprise Financial Services. So, I begin my third ever Crunch Exchange on a strong note. Here we go. Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, has had an interesting quote and idea when it comes to college basketball players and the NBA draft. The NBA currently allows NCAA players to go through the combine process, but withdraw their name from draft consideration without any punishment. Kerr wants to have the NCAA and the NBA go one step further by saying, quote, "One of the things the NCAA needs to do is look at if a kid signs with an agent and doesn't get drafted, welcome him back. Why not? What's the harm? We talk about amateurism and all this stuff, but if you're truly going to try and do what's right for the kid and the kid declares for the draft and doesn't get drafted, you know what? Welcome him back. Do something good for the kids." The prospectus: the NBA should allow college players to return to school if they go undrafted.
Absolutely. Buy it.
Jeez. The NBA is also very against teams openly tanking. It's comments and decisions that the league doesn't like, and it's why the league gave its second highest fine ever in their history to Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. However, the league also gave an interesting warning to the Chicago Bulls because of the fear that the Bulls might be tanking. The 21-42 Chicago team are 12th in the East and got a late start on the race for the most ping pong balls in the draft and just wanted to rest some of their healthy starters. But apparently, the Bulls are doing this far too often for the NBA's liking. The prospectus: resting healthy players is a form of tanking.
Well, the bottom line is, at this point in the season when you got 21 wins, and if you win the rest of your games and the team in eighth has to lose 67% of their games just to tie, it almost doesn't matter. You want to avoid a lot of healthy scratches because people are paying good dollars for the tickets. But I don't think there's a lot of doubt that when you are resting your healthy players and your veteran players, it's kind of your best players. So even though it might be okay for you to make this evaluation because your season's over, it's definitely a form of tanking. So I'm going to buy that as well.
Since the turn of the calendar year into 2018, Damian Lillard has been on fire. In the 26 games played so far, Lillard has averaged 28 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, is shooting 48%, nearly making 4 threes a game. Dame Dalla seems to be hitting his stride, showing that Dame time is 24/7, 365, and his 19 points in the fourth quarter against the Lakers 2 nights ago, and then barely broke a sweat, scoring 37 against the Knicks last night. Lillard is 6th in the NBA in win shares, which is war for the NBA, with 9.7. He is ahead of Steph Curry and just slightly behind my guy, the Greek Freak. Lillard is starting to get put into some NBA MVP talk, but with players like Harden, Giannis, Anthony Davis, Karl Anthony Towns all playing at MVP levels, I ask the prospectus, Lillard will finish top three in MVP voting this year.
I'll tell you, if you said top five, I was all in. With the way he's playing now, it's possible. They wind up a three seed, and he does what he's done since February, averaged 31 points a game. He'll get nosed out by Harden, especially if they go nose to nose into the wire with Golden State. But with the way they're playing, that's, you know, that might be a classic pending, because I'd like to see how they do against some different competition. So yeah, I'm going to do the rare pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
There you go.
Wait for it. Shaquem Griffin has had an amazing life story. He is a defensive backslash linebacker for the 2017 national champion UCF, who only has one hand. He had it amputated when he was just 4 years old. And at UCF, his senior year, Griffin had 43 solo tackles, 7 sacks, 13 and a half tackles for loss, 1 pick, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble taken back for a score. He was the AAC Defensive Player of the Year, and then more importantly, absolutely crushed it at the NFL Combine, doing 20 reps on the bench press when he'd never done more than 11, ran the fastest 40-yard dash time since 2003 for a linebacker before the draft was rated out as a 5th to 6th round pick, but combine performances like that tend to jump people up the draft board. The prospectus: Shaquem Griffin will be drafted before the end of the 4th round.
4th round. Wow. He got injured. I was listening to his story. I mean, he actually was there for 5 years and then started to come on as a sophomore his last 2 years, played every game. And his last 2 years, tackles for loss, 33.5.
It's pretty good.
That is. 18 total sacks. 4th round. You know, it seems like evaluators are really falling in love with the guys who performed well at this combine. So I think I'm going to buy a riser. Buy that one.
Last one. Yesterday was tag day in the NFL as teams decided that players they couldn't actually make a deal with are still going to be on their team for the 2018 season. The biggest name on the franchise tag is going to be, for the second time in a row, Le'Veon Bell. The last 2 years, he's been tagged by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both times, Bell has threatened to miss playing time. Last year, Bell just skipped the preseason, and now Bell is threatening to miss all of 2018 by retiring. The 25-year-old running back from Michigan State led the league in rushing attempts and had 85 receptions for the Steelers, second on the team behind Antonio Brown. We've seen players threaten retirement before. Carson Palmer did it to get out of Cincinnati. Brett Favre actually retired before coming back and being traded to the Jets. So it's not unusual that Bell is considering retiring. Thus, the prospectus: Le'Veon Bell will play in 2018 for the Steelers.
Wow. You know, he turned 26 last month. He's in his prime. You don't get prime years back as a running back. And while he may be bummed out that he's only getting $14.5 million, somebody's going to point out to him that he's getting $14.5 million, and he may have, after this year, two more real high-level years, because one of the reasons he's so great is because he gets the ball more than anybody, which is more wear and tear on a position that, in our sports world, has the shortest shelf life. Le'Veon Bell is going to get tagged, he's going to piss and moan, he's going to sit out the preseason, and then he's going to be getting the ball from Roethlisberger 27 times on opening day. He will definitely be a Steeler. Buy that. All right.